Which one is Poppy?
Poppy is happy.
Sure, let's speak with Poppy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Poppy. I like being Poppy because I'm very happy.
Very good.
You look like a nice, happy person.
I feel like one now.
Excellent. Excellent. What makes you happy?
Well, right now, another person is smiling at me, and I think smiling generally puts people in a good mood.
Smile. Go on. It makes you really happy.
Yeah, no, I think that's very true. I think it's very much contagious.
Absolutely. Tell me about something good that happened recently.
Something good. Well, I submitted my PhD 2 days ago, and in the last few days
that's
I've got...
excellent.
Yes.
Absolutely excellent. Well done.
Thank you very much. It's a good feeling. It turned that in, and then just after contacting people that I'd spoken with during the PhD about jobs, and I've been getting good responses, and hopefully something will come through in the next few weeks or months here.
That's really promising. You should be full of hope.
I absolutely am. Last night even I got another two emails from people, and that was very positive for me. I think hearing that type of information can do nothing but lift your spirits. I think hope is such a good thing for us. I think we need that. So
tell me more.
I've been working on different projects for different groups right now and have met a lot of people in that. And, you know, they contacted me about coming on full time potentially if there's a position available. And that's great for me because it's exactly what I want to do. And it gets me, you know, moving around and nicer weather and all that stuff. So.
Nice weather. Beautiful sunshine makes you happy.
Absolutely. Long prolonged amounts of warm sun and maybe a few clouds, but not too many, and sunlight and heat and all that. It's great for me personally.
The sun is always shining.
I hope so. Apparently I live in the one place where that's not true, but it would be great to be there more often.
Absolutely. Yes. Tell me more about your last happy holiday.
Well, I just got back from 2 weeks in Spain, and that was wonderful. I had been really sad when my friends left Belfast from Spain. I had been friends with them for a long time, and I got to go and spend 10 days traveling around with them and seeing all them, and we just had an absolutely wonderful time. Lots of fun things, lots of sunlight, lots of time just to relax and hang out, and that was wonderful.
Aren't you great?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was wonderful.
You could cheer anyone up.
Well, thank you. I think that feels good to hear, but I think when you have 2 weeks in Spain, I think anybody could cheer anybody up, so.
Excellent. Tell me what you did in Spain.
Well, first, flew to Barcelona and saw some friends that I had studied with about 2 years ago when I first moved to Belfast. Stayed with them for a few days. They had visited once, but it was good to go back and stay with them. Hung out with them for a few days. Did some work, and when they were working, I was writing on my thesis. Then spent the last 6 or 7 days in the south in Andalusia, and had a great time there with friends, people I hadn't seen in a long time. Again, a lot of time on the beach, but also a lot of time sightseeing in Seville and in Cádiz.
It's good to chill out. It does you the world of good.
Absolutely, I think, especially during the last few months of a PhD when all you can think about is writing up, finishing, and worrying that what you're saying now makes no sense at this point. I think it can feel very good to just go and not think about it, enjoy the sun, enjoy talking to people.
It's so good to relax and feel happy.
Absolutely. I think without really having that time just to kick back and unwind, I think without it, you can really lose yourself.
Good for you. I'm so pleased for you. And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Who would you like to speak to?
Who are my options?